why is there so little publicity about, excuse me, Israel's proliferation of nuclear weaponization technology for almost 20 years to the South African apartheid regime? There's one book that was written about it, The Unspoken Alliance, by Sasha Suransky-Polakow, but other than that, I never see anything anywhere.
Well, obviously that is something that is well known if you know where to look. But it's something that's not very much discussed because I think it raises the whole issue of the apartheid regime and another apartheid regime. So that's why I think the U.S. media tends to avoid it. But yeah, I mean, it is, as you point out, there's been a book written about it, and if you go on the internet, you certainly can find out about it.
I think there are still some uncertainties about exactly what was happening back then. We had the famous detection by a U.S. satellite of an apparent nuclear test, you know, off of the coast of Africa. But I don't think the definitive history has really been written, and it may not never be written because there's simply still some unknowns about that.
It's Ty Berry from Code Pink. I'd just like to point out or ask a question of, in 2009, when we went to Gaza to see the catastrophe that took place and the murder in Gaza, just when President Barack Obama was elected, it seems to me that it's quite a coincidence that that happened while he was just taking the office of the presidency. And if you could, from your expertise, shed a little light onto that.
Yeah. I don't have a really good insight in terms of everything that governed the timing of the Israeli decision. I think I'd be skeptical that it was revolved mainly around the U.S. election calendar. I expect it had at least as much to do with the dynamics that were going on in Gaza itself. But I do not want to venture an answer beyond that.
We have to get you a microphone.
I'd like to respectfully disagree with my colleague here. I don't remember the conditions on the ground, but you know, here was Bush as a lame duck, and here is Obama coming in. Didn't they stop the attacks like the day before Obama came in? I mean, hello, there was nobody in charge. Bush didn't give a rat's ass, and Obama didn't have to do anything. So it seemed to me, you know, maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but it seems to me very, very crass and, you know, kind of worse kind of stuff to be doing all this. 1,400 Palestinians killed to 9 Israelis.
Yeah, it would seem to me it would be logical that it was a test. Anyway. Where is the mic? Who's got it? Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. My name is Wael Khoury. I'm a Palestinian refugee in Lebanon. I've lived all my life in Lebanon. After hearing all of you guys today, I feel that experience have had a lot of to do with how did it lead to your opinion right now, especially with all what we have seen from Israel in the past decades, in the past years. Our experience too have showed us to have led us to be aware of the great deception of the state of Israel had on us, the Palestinians, and not only us, on every country in the world. My question is, are we looking for a new or for another national summit to reassess the relations with Israel and reestablishing the relations with Palestine? Thank you.
All right. We'll try to oblige you. All right, where's the mic now?
Here. Yeah. I know that in the last 7 to 8 months, people at this conference, some of the speakers have played a very important role in taking us out of the danger of another new war in Syria. and also have recently spoken out what I consider a very, very serious danger, a confrontation with Russia, a new Cold War brewing on the issue of Ukraine, regime change. Earlier we heard a lot about the neoconservatives, and they are really active in pushing the United States in this direction. In the last week, you know, we've heard sanctions against Russia, Obama speaking very belligerently against a superpower, nuclear superpower. This is very dangerous. I wonder if Mr. Poulard, Ray McGovern, or you, Phil, would talk about these two war dangers, Syria and the Ukraine issue.
Well, this goes somewhat beyond, of course, the topic of the day, especially the Ukraine problem. I think my only comment would be, well, on the Syria side, you already heard some things by previous speakers with regard to you know, the Israel side of how that played out, but I think the main thing to take note of, perhaps with hope and optimism for the future, is how our representatives here in Washington heard loud and clear what was the prevailing American public opinion with regard to the use of force in that situation, which demonstrates to me that that still matters, even if there are other preferences on the part of foreign governments. You know, the whole Ukrainian situation, there's so much to play out, I'm not going to try to speculate how that's going to be gained.
Phil, say a word.
Say a word.
Do we have time for more questions? Allison?
I think
yeah, we had a hard stop with our wonderful host, the National Press Club, so yeah. We do need to wrap it up.
Okay, well, thank you very much.